For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Filmmaker and Hartford native Christopher Brown goes back to his North End roots in his latest film. Nani is a slice of Hartford street life and gets a showing this weekend at Trinity College. Brown got his start in films reading scripts as an intern for fellow Trinity College alum Peter Goldwyn, president of Samuel Goldwyn Films. Since then, he has worked steadily in the business, forming relationships with other black filmmakers. He was a production assistant on Nate Parker's 2016 film, The Birth of a Nation, and has worked on several projects for Spike Lee, his mentor and professor at NYU, where Brown recently earned his MFA in screenwriting. Brown says Spike Lee is more than just a film director.
He is, he's like a beacon of light for his community. People are genuinely in love with the culture that he depicts, you know. So he has become a voice for people who don't feel like that they have one.
Like Spike Lee, who has set several of his films in his native Brooklyn, Christopher Brown wanted to tell stories from Hartford. His latest effort is a short film called Nani.
What you doing? I've been calling you. You ain't picking up the phone. What's up?
What you mean, what's up?
Why you ain't picking up the phone?
You out here asking all the wrong questions.
What's this?
How you gonna get your life back in order? Man, don't touch me.
It's not me. You know that. Come on, it's me.
Yeah, you.
Set in Hartford's North End, Nani tells the story of a young couple, Nani and Malachi, whose lives are torn apart after word gets out that Malachi might be cooperating with the police.
So I wanted to show that he wasn't a perfect kid, but he was a good kid. Who's just misdirected and lacked guidance.
Brown has plans for more stories set in Hartford, including a full-length movie that includes some of the characters in Nani, and a TV series about a mixed-race family that takes place soon after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Nani will be screened this Saturday at 5 p.m. at Trinity College's Cine Studio. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.